106.6 Wonderful Star FM. Sounding headwinds.
Here's Gascoigne, brilliant skill by Paul Gascoigne. That's it, it's number two. And a little bit of genius from Gazza. It's a golden goal for Gazza.
That was the amazing shot that settled it last time. With 2 hours to go, England fans are desperate to find out if we can beat the Scots again. It's midday. I'm Steve Palmer. Sadly, 10 England fans have been arrested in the run-up to the Euro 2000 playoff. They've been detained during several incidents in Strathclyde. Meanwhile, 50,000 Scots will set up a Hampden wall of sound in a bid to will their team to victory. But Kevin Keegan believes his players will be able to handle the pressure.
It won't be anything that they haven't sort of touched on before. I mean, they're playing in massive games nearly every week now with the Champions League, a lot of these players. And the experienced players will help the inexperienced players.
It's been confirmed two British charity workers have been killed after a UN aid plane crashed into a mountain in Kosovo. London-based agency Tier Fund says Nicholas Evans from Birmingham and Kevin Lay from Winchester were among the 24 people on board. An Irish charity worker is checking whether one of its volunteers was on the aircraft. Stephen Rand from Tier Fund says it's a sad day for the charity.
Our main concern at the moment is to make sure that the families of Nick and Kevin get as much support as is possible. We've got senior staff that have been in touch with them, are going to see them, and that's obviously the very first concern that we have. We've also got a team that are working in Kosovo that have lost two key people. They'll be devastated by this news.
It's believed the death toll in the Turkish earthquake has reached more than 300. Around 780 people have also been injured. The epicentre of the tremor was near Düzce. Journalist Hugh Hawes, who's in Istanbul, says rescue teams need help immediately.
The critical time is 3 days. If people can be got out from underneath the rubble within 3 days, they have a good chance of surviving. So the sooner those expert teams arrive here, the sooner the chance of more people being saved will become possible.
The French agriculture minister is accusing Britain of xenophobia. He says the battle over beef sales is motivated by anti-French francophobe fury. The UN Food Safety Commissioner says if the row over France's refusal to import British beef isn't settled by Tuesday, he'll start legal action. Kirsty Young is switching channels. The Channel 5 presenter has signed an exclusive deal with ITV. The young Scot will co-host ITN's Lunchtime News with John Suchet. She'll also present the science series What Will They Think Of Next?